Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, and welcome to episode 379 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. So today I want to talk about confidence. Now, I recently had a conversation, and the episode should be coming out soon, with a woman named Stephanie Toma. She wrote a book called Confident Introvert. It's going to be a great episode. It was such a great conversation. It's something I can completely relate to. I don't want to spoil it. If you can, make sure to watch out for the episode. Also, check out her book if you think that applies to you, or you're like, that's not possible to be a confident introvert. Check out that book. Read that book. It's so great. Like, I'm in this stuff all the time, and I feel like I've done a lot of work on being very self-aware, right? That authenticity piece of authentic persuasion. And in reading it, I was like, yes, that is exactly what I've gone through in life. And yes, that's how I feel, and helped me feel less alone in, like, okay, that's how I handle networking, and that's how I handle conversations. And so check that out. But what I want to talk about was a quote that she had that she referenced from somebody else. So I want to give her credit for using it in the book. But the quote comes from psychologist Albert Bandura. And part of the quote is, confidence is the belief in one's capabilities to organize and execute the courses of action required to produce a given attainment. It's your belief in your efficacy, which is your effectiveness. So again, it's belief in one's capabilities to organize and execute the courses of action required to produce a given attainment. That's confidence. And so, a lot of times I deal with people, I help salespeople and leaders and even business owners dealing with their sales teams, where the confidence is the key that's missing. That's part of the equation that's not there, right? So maybe they're confident over here and they have some information, some knowledge, but they're not really confident. And when we look at this definition, I think it's super important to look at that and apply that to your sales career or whatever you're focused on. Again, it's belief in one's capabilities to organize and execute the course of action required to produce a given attainment, right? And it's the belief in your effectiveness. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people, especially when they go into sales, they didn't have a plan to be in sales. That wasn't their long-term strategy. That wasn't their life goal. It isn't something they've been working on for a long time. They fall into a sales role, or they get into a sales role, and they're in that role, and it's kind of like playing a sport without really practicing, and you're practicing on the field or on the court, right? So imagine you just started playing basketball for the first time. You have no experience playing basketball. You've seen basketball. You've kind of watched basketball. You've seen people do it really terribly. You've seen some people do it well, and in, you know, maybe a couple of practices, some drills, you watch some videos about basketball, and then now you're on the court in the game against an opponent who's been playing at it for a while with a team of people, and you've got to all coordinate it. And I don't know if you've ever done that, or even if you've just played pickup basketball or pickup soccer or pickup football, where it's just a bunch of random people, like at the YMCA or just a field somewhere. And it's usually a hot mess because everyone is doing their own thing and nobody's coordinated. And what happens is while you're playing it in the heat of the battle, in the middle of the game, it's so hard because you have no confidence. You have no idea what you're doing and you're not effective. And what it takes is that practice. It takes putting in the time. It takes, Malcolm Gladwell would say, it takes 10,000 hours to achieve mastery in something, right? It's 10,000 hours. That could be 5 to 7 to 10 years, depending on how many hours a day or a week you're putting into something. And sales is completely different, which is, hey, you're now a salesperson. Here's a couple days of training, maybe a couple weeks of training. Now go sell. Good luck with that. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have necessarily the skills, and you definitely don't have the confidence, from what I've seen, when you're starting out. And that's just normal because you're new and you don't have a belief in your effectiveness yet because you haven't seen yourself be effective at selling anything. And so that's where a lot of people struggle and where I see a lot of people end up not making it long-term in sales because they're just not confident and they haven't reached the level of where they actually can be confident authentically. Now, there's some people come into sales and they just have a big ego and they act confident and they pretend that they're confident. And deep down inside and behind the scenes, right, if you ever see them, is they are completely unconfident and they are worried and scared and afraid people are going to see that they actually have no idea what they're doing. And that's behind the scene. But out front, they're like loud and talking about things and trying to pretend they're confident and exude this confidence out there. If you look deeply, you can see that it's missing. And I've seen that. I've been there myself where I thought I needed to act confident in something and pretend that I knew what I was doing. And I didn't. It wasn't effective. It didn't work. And it wasn't true. And I've seen that with salespeople a lot, where there's the people who are pretending they're confident, but when you listen to their calls or you watch their meetings, they literally have no idea what they're doing. And then there's most everyone else who they're not confident because they don't have the results. Now, what can you do about this? Because here's the key, right? It's not just about pointing out you need to be confident, right? Everyone knows that. But the confidence that you want to build, if you're missing that, what you want to focus on is how do you build up that confidence? How do you build up that belief in your effectiveness so that you can say, like, I know I'm effective. I know I can help you, Mr. or Mrs. Prospective Buyer, because I've done it before. Now, what does it take? Obviously experience, right? So if you want to win at a sport, it's the confidence to know that you can win. Now, what does that take? It takes winning. And this is kind of like the classic, like, I need experience to get a job. Well, I need a job to get experience. And it's this terrible loop because you need one to get the other and one to get the other and so on. So same thing with this. In order to get confidence, you need to close deals. In order to close deals, you need confidence. And so how does that happen? If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff, no long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. Sometimes it's just easy deals happen. And so that makes it easy to get that effectiveness going and start the ball. Most of the time I see salespeople, their confidence will start to grow as soon as they get those easy sales done. Those people who were pretty much ready to buy and they were just looking for someone that they could trust and that was nice to them. And that's how you can get there. But really what it comes down to is a few things. The first is you have to know what you're selling. You have to know what it is that you're selling and not just what the brochure says, not just what the features and benefits say, not just what your trainer or manager told you about how amazing it is, or just drinking the company Kool-Aid about how great your product or service is, but actually understanding the value to the customers who buy from your company, right? What is that value? How does it affect them? How does it impact their life in their business or in their personal life? Whether you're selling business to business or business to consumer, how does them buying from you impact their life in positive ways, because there's always something. Even if it's selling a new car, sometimes that could be reliable transportation. Sometimes that could be them wanting to show off that they've reached a level of success. They want to have this thing that they're proud of. They've never had a new car, or they want to show this off to friends and family, right? And so that's the benefit to them. And so you want to understand that. You could be selling copiers to businesses. What's the benefit to them? Again, not what you think, not what you were told the benefit is, but what does that really look like to that other person? When you know that, then you can be more confident in your conversations because you know the benefit. You know the value to the end user, to them, and not just to you. So that helps. So know everything about your product or service and the benefit to the other person. You also want to understand your sales process and why you do what you do. I see a lot of people float through a sales process because they're either told what to do and they're just going on autopilot, or they have no real sales process and they're just kind of winging it and then going through it. And that is really hard to be confident, especially if you're struggling to be effective in sales, to wing it. Now, what's interesting is if you look at salespeople who are very confident, who are very skilled, and who are very effective, right? The results are there and they're doing this as a sales profession and they're focused on long-term benefit to their clients. It might seem like they're winging it. It might seem like there's no plan. They're just so good at talking to people. They always have a plan. They always have a strategy. They always have a roadmap in their mind of, I want to go from here to here with my prospect, and I'm going to take them there, and I'm confident enough that I know where we're going and I know how to overcome any challenges. And so that's what you want to do as well. So you want to make sure you have a sales process and that you also follow it and you know why each step exists and what the point of each step. And I talk about this a lot in the book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, is that sales process, because you want to have it. You want to know why you do it. It's not just about building rapport, but why are you building rapport? What's the point of that, right? The empathy and asking questions. Why are you doing that? What's the point of that? And when you know those parts of your process and you know the why behind what you're doing as a sales professional and what each step means, then you can be more confident. Okay, I'm building rapport. Here's why. I feel confident in my ability to build rapport and why I'm doing it, because I know it's for something bigger, right? I'm not just winging it. Now, obviously, there's some spontaneity that happens in any conversation between two humans, so it's not going to be 100% scripted, but your confidence will carry it, right? And so the other thing that I recommend is that you look at your life. In some aspect, there is something in some area where you're very confident, something that you do or focus on or like that you're hands down confident. Maybe it's a hobby, maybe it's a sport, maybe it's a craft, maybe it's your knowledge about something where you're so confident, like, I know everything about this. Any conversation, you can feel yourself switch about that topic, where all of a sudden you become this ultra confident version of yourself. It may be in a task that you do really well. I'll say for me, like, I've been driving for a long time. I like driving. I feel like a very, very confident driver on the road. And so it's really easy for me. But is there a topic? Is there something you do, hobby, craft, interest? Where are you ultra, ultra confident? Like, you look at that and you're like, yeah, that's me. If I could do that all the time, I'm so confident in that. That's great. Now take that feeling and take what it took for you to get to that point and apply that to your sales career and say, okay, I'm confident over there. So it's not that you lack confidence as a human. It's just that you lack confidence as a salesperson. And again, it's that belief in your effectiveness that you want. So over here, hobby, sport, whatever it is, you're ultra confident because you believe in your effectiveness and your knowledge and your wisdom and the application of that. So you know that's possible. How do you do that in sales? So hopefully this helps. Remember that confidence is key, and the right confidence based on the belief in yourself. Doesn't mean you have to have closed thousands of sales. Doesn't mean you even have to do the 10,000 hours I mentioned earlier from Malcolm Gladwell. What it means is you have to have the confidence and the belief in your effectiveness. And so take these couple of steps, apply these. You can build that confidence. You can come from a place of confidence that's also authentic, where you're like, hey, I'm confident because I know I can help you. And this is me and I'm doing this, even if I've only been doing it for a few months or a year, doesn't matter, because I'm confident that I can help you. Sometimes, just so you know, as a quick side here, your confidence may not be in yourself as much as if you're new in sales, your confidence in your company and everything it's done, all the clients they've had, all the people they've helped, whatever it is, you know, business to consumer, business to business, whatever those track records are, those testimonials, that social proof, whatever that is, if you're really lacking confidence, especially in the beginning of your sales career, leverage the confidence of the company, right? I've seen many times where I know I have going into a new company being successful, like, hey, I'm new at this and I'm just trying to help out. So I'm not totally sure I have my process, but here's what I do know is that our company is very good at what we do and we help people. And if it's a good fit, I know that we can help you as well. And if there's anything that I don't know, I'll go find the answer. And so when you say that kind of thing, you're leaning on the confidence of the company until you get your personal side up. So hopefully that helps. Make sure to focus on confidence. Make sure to focus on becoming an authentic persuader when you combine these things. Hopefully this helps you close more deals, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.